You are now listening to the second episode of season 2, which, fun fact, was actually recorded before completing the first episode of season 2. And this is the second episode of the 5 special episodes for the return of Shadows of Crimes, Family R. Frost. Instead of focusing on a certain case, I thought this episode could focus on a certain place. One of the largest, if not the largest, burial grounds in the world, the Paris Catacombs. Over 6 million bodies have been buried there. And not only has it just been used for burials, but murders have also occurred. There was one slaying that happened in the catacombs by an ill-mannered man named Alexander Franquenard. But he is not the only who was killed there. And the catacombs have more than just death. Many have used the tunnel system as a tunnel and for secret meetings, even for events. The catacombs is one place where it's very easy to enter and then never be seen again, or at least not alive. The tunnel systems there twist and turn, and even those who know it well could easily get mixed up. I read articles of people who were running from the police, who knew the catacombs well, and by the time the cops arrived, the people were gone. Even leaving behind notes. During 2004, police discovered a fully equipped movie theater. It had a giant cinema screen, seats for audience, projection equipment, even film reels of recent thrillers as well as classics, a fully stocked bar. A complete restaurant has been found with tables and chairs. In 2014, a film had their first production with permission from the French government, filmed in the catacombs. During 2015, the company Airbnb used the catacombs as part of a publicity stunt, offering customers the chance to stay overnight. In 2017, thieves broke into a cellar and stole more than 250,000 euros worth of wine. Dead bodies from riots have been put in the catacombs. dating as far back as 1788, a riot that occurred on August 28th and 29th. A doorkeeper entered the catacombs during 1793, got lost, supposedly, although who really knows, was found 11 years later. But he was already dead. That's one of the cases that could easily be questioned on whether he actually got lost, someone was chasing him, murdered him, or what really happened. During 1871, a whole group was murdered in the catacombs. During World War II, members of the French Resistance used the tunnel system as headquarters. In June of 1944, but it was not only the locals who used the catacombs during World War II. Underground bunkers were made for more parties than one, even a high school was located under the catacombs. There's a sign above one of the entrances that reads, translated to English, "Stop, this is the Empire of Death." And that is what the majority of the catacombs are. Death on top of death, next to death, just so many bodies have been found there. It would be at least nearly, but likely completely impossible to ever know the true number of those buried in the catacombs. The walls, the ceilings, the entire tunnel system, any and everywhere you look, be full of skeletal remains. Of those who were murdered there, who died there outside of being murdered, and of those whose bodies were drugged there. It's the dumping ground of people.